From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. A raccoon is on the loose, Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Department of Agriculture is warning members of the public to be on the lookout for a raccoon, which escaped near Republic's Plaza in West Bay early this morning. The raccoon was one of two which escaped from a shipping container from the U.S. One has been trapped. In the meantime, food from the container has been dumped in light of possible contamination. Members of the public are urged not to approach or touch the animal, which could be dangerous to human or pets. A DOE representative says it may be tempting to try and pet a wild animal, but the public is encouraged not to do so as they can carry diseases such as rabies. Raccoons are also known to be aggressive. They are nocturnal and attracted to food waste and garbage, and residents nearby are asked to report any sightings of a raccoon to the Department of Agriculture's Veterinary Services. You can reach them on 916-5435. In the meantime, the Department of Agriculture is working with the Department of Environment and the Department of Environmental Health to capture the animal. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
His Excellency the Governor, members of Parliament, including the Premier, turned up to Lions Center this morning for their third COVID-19 vaccine. Radio K-Man's April Cummings was there.
The vaccination program here at the Lions Center is running like a fine-tuned machine. What looks like several dozen people were already here by 8:30 this morning. His Excellency Governor Martin Roper and his wife Lizzie got their COVID booster.
It was absolutely fine. I didn't feel a thing. It's very quick and painless. I've gone well beyond 9 months, and the advice is that if you're over 50 and you're past the 6 month stage, then you should come forward and get your booster to top up your immunity. I think it's really important that everybody over 50 comes forward, because as we know, we have community spread. But in Cayman, living with COVID means having a wide range of mitigations to limit the spread and to protect people. And the booster is an absolutely fundamental way we make sure we protect particularly our more elderly and vulnerable people. So
we caught up with Premier the Honourable Wayne Panton just after his shot. Like the governor, he's here to encourage everyone who can to take the vaccine.
The vaccine offers a very high level of protection. The booster program, as I understand it, adds like a 5 or 6-fold increase in the level of protection. For me, that makes a huge difference when I'm thinking about the people of this country who are elderly, those who have vulnerabilities, and that gives me a lot of confidence that we can protect them through offering this program.
This afternoon, a much-awaited press briefing. We're expecting to get an update on the border reopening plans. Reporting from the vaccination clinic at the Lions Center, April Cummings for Radio K-Man News.
Radio K-Man just got word the press briefing has been pushed back to 3 p.m. today. Starting today, the RCIPS is on a mission to target nighttime speeding and drunk driving, especially where serious traffic incidents have been occurring. This is a part of their ongoing traffic enforcement operations, Operation Quaker. RCIPS officials say the renewed focus will consist of increased police presence and traffic enforcement at known hotspots, including speeding enforcement at various locations, along with vehicle checkpoints and high-visibility patrols. The public should be aware that police officers will be prosecuting all traffic offenses, particularly speeding and driving under the influence, throughout the weekends. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Julie Candler. The UN is suspending its flight to Mekele, the capital of Tigray in northern Ethiopia, after a government airstrike forced one of its planes to abort its landing there. The Tigrayan rebels say the city's university was hit, but the government described its target as a rebel training centre. Alec Baldwin has described as a tragic accident the fatal shooting he was involved in on a film set. Baldwin fired a prop gun that was supposed to be loaded with blanks, but killed one person and injured another. The EU has accused Belarus of recruiting migrants in the Middle East and pushing them into Europe, and planning to issue visa waivers to even more countries. EU leaders said they will take further action against Minsk over the issue. The leaders also paid tribute to Chancellor Merkel at the summit that's likely to be her last one. Colleagues called her a great European who had been influential in shaping the continent. BBC News.